November 5th, 1940.
My conscience will not let me turn my back upon a call to service.
Franklin D. Roosevelt becomes the only American president to win an unprecedented third term in office. Roosevelt serves as president for a total of more than 12 years, longer than any other, when he dies months into his fourth term. 1968. Richard Nixon narrowly wins the White House 8 years after his close loss to John F. Kennedy. With the nation divided over the Vietnam War, President-elect Nixon promises Americans,
"This will be an open administration, open to new ideas, open to men and women of both parties, open to the critics as well as those who support us. We want to bridge the generation gap. We want to bridge the gap between the races. We want to bring America together."
1994. Former President Ronald Reagan reveals that he has Alzheimer's disease. He dies nearly 10 years later. Also in 1994, George Foreman becomes boxing's oldest heavyweight champion at age 45.
"I just want to go out there, show the world that 45 and 55 is not a death sentence. We can do anything we want to do."
Foreman knocks out Michael Moore in the 10th round of their fight in Las Vegas. And 1989. Pianist Vladimir Horowitz dies in New York. He was 86 years old. Today in history, November 5th, Sandy Kozel, the Associated Press.